Good afternoon, everybody, and good evening to some of you, and actually good morning to some others of you. This is Veronica Entwistle, and you've tuned into Radiance by Design. Those of you who are on my email list, I carefully sent it out late last night after traveling and forgot to put the name of the radio station, so I apologize that you received two emails. Forgive me. And if those of you who are not on my list would like to know what's coming up on Radiance by Design and Paradigm Shifters every week, send me an email, Veronica at VeronicaEntwistle, no H in Entwistle, .com, and I will certainly ship you this little short blurb that tells who's coming up each week. You know what? Today we're going to talk about you. We always talk about you, and I'm really encouraging you callers, because we had some great callers last week, but also when you call, we really are talking about you, aren't we? And we're going to talk about identity. What is identity? What is your power? What is your identity? And what is the dance with your personality into the world and the relationship between your personality and the essence of your being? These are complex questions, aren't they? Because so many times we're trying to find ourselves. And the guides and angels are talking today about doing some energy exercises of going in and checking out your identity, what it is that's stressing you, how can we shift certain parts of your identity. So we're going to have a lot of fun today, and I'm wanting you to call in as soon as I finish the structures. And the structures are a meditation tool. They're also a tool for creating magic in your world. Do you like to create magic in your world? I'm getting more and more conscious lately about, well, I'm always getting more and more conscious. I certainly hope so, and so are you, aren't you? So anyway, I'm getting more and more aware of how we have, some things are actually already written. And you know, with all of our creating our reality stuff, we kind of forget that, don't we? But there are aspects of your life that are already written. There's an aspect of your soul journey, which is filled with reactions, thoughts and feelings, and drives and emotions, and even in some cases, vengeances and so on that seek completion. So you didn't come in here bare naked. You might have looked that way, but my gosh, your birthday suit was wrapping your skin around an absolutely amazing file folder of reactions and situations that you've already experienced. Now, the other thing that I'm always fascinated about as a healer, as a, I don't know if I should call myself a healer, as an intuitive, as an energy worker, is that whatever experiences you've had in other lives are resonant in this absolutely uncanny, stunning library that you've got as your energy field. So when we move a certain, if you move your energy a certain way, and if you go into, you know, sometimes spontaneous past life experiences and so on, you can suddenly know how to speak another language, which you spoke way back when, or even very recently back when, or in a concurrent reality right now. You've got all the material that you've accrued, all the material that you've experienced is actually accessible to you. We just need to know how to access it. Another thing is that we have our Dharma, and I was at a meditation workshop this weekend, and he used the word quite a bit. His name is Aravinda, and I've got an interview with him, which is coming up next week. Anyway, he was talking a lot about our Dharma and the world and the collective Dharma. And most of you who listen to this show regularly know I'm always working on how do we impact the collective, which is why I have a show called Paradigm Shifters. It focuses on people who are impacting the collective. Because so many of our thoughts and feelings roll through us from the darn collective. And that means that sometimes we're not as smart as we could be because we're running old thoughts and feelings and reactions. Talk about how your soul comes in with a whole lot of material. You're also breathing and absorbing a whole lot of material. So it's a really big job to be a human being who's on a crash course in evolution or enlightenment or illumination or whatever. And in my work, I've been taught by my wonderful guides and angels, my team of guides and angels, a lot about energy movement and how you can shift the energy that represents the densities or the darker feelings or patterns or programs or addictions or whatever it is we have by moving the energy, and that's what we're going to do over the air today. and try to get to, we're going to work with your personal power, the power of your dharma. Oh, I didn't really explain what it is. I'll give you a little thumbnail of what it is. It's like your contract with God. Who are you? What is it you were born to achieve, accomplish, experience, or just be in this lifetime? You're the only one in the universe that's got your job. And so it's a really crucial thing, or it's a really wonderfully thrilling thing, to get in touch with your dharma. And ideally, when you do get in touch with it, and some of you already are in touch with it, then it flows through you much more easily than if you had to chip it out of stone, or if you had to really take enough courses and so on to really get yourself on a path in which you could experience what you think you'd like to experience. This one's not like mountain climbing. It's like touching that deep, essential flow within, which is often at the helm. The personality is often at the helm. Maybe not. We'll talk about that, too, with your calls. And in the meantime, we're going to go do our structures, and we do our structures with closed eyes, and we do it with energy consciousness, because when you create these structures, you actually give yourself a safe place to pull away from the collective. I can't promise you that you're totally 100% away from the collective, but to pull away long enough to really experience some of your individuation, where you can actually take action, you can do healing work, you can create your affirmations, you can just be peaceful, you can do healing, all kinds of healing work of yourself and other people, and that's enough of that. Let's get to work. Are y'all ready? Shut your eyes unless you're walking, talking, driving. Take a deep breath. Remember, the breathing relaxes our body, mind, and we can hear better, can't we? What is it we want to hear? We want to hear the higher consciousness, the essence of our being. We want to hear our higher selves, our guides and angels, and those promptings that come when it seems like everything's at a void. And above your head, perhaps 2 miles, focus there and create a golden ball. And below your spine, perhaps 40 feet, another golden ball. And then drop from the upper golden ball through your spine into the lower golden ball. This is a sparkling, radiant filament of light. And then I'm trying to decide which way. Well, they're showing me the golden ball. So around your waist, 8 to 10 feet in radiance, a series of golden balls. So you've got this great circle around your body. Good. And from the upper golden ball, I want you to drop many, many, many bright pink strings or filaments of light and have them attached to the circle of golden balls. From the circle of golden balls to the lower golden ball, many, many, many pink filaments of light. And now you're in a canopy pointed up and a canopy pointed down. You're in a structure. And inside of that structure, see yourself in a crystal ball. The outside edges of the crystal ball touch the inside edges of the structure. Excellent. And now you move in from there and you're in your star tetrahedron. Your star tetrahedron is kind of like a Star of David, and it's three-dimensional. And in your star tetrahedron, I want you to spin and 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 feel spinning. And in front of you, whilst you're spinning, I want you to see a magical screen. And on the screen, we're going to create a bunch of movies. And the movies are movies of your dreams and desires. What it is you want to achieve, what it is you want to heal, people you want to work with, whether you want to do healing for some kind of difficulty between yourself and them, or whether you want to help them with a physical illness or a passing. All of that. I want you to take a few minutes. And first we'll do one that's about you and your life and what it is you're aiming for. Mm-hmm. And then perhaps we'll see ourselves releasing from people. You can do whatever you want. I'm just going to lead some of the people here. See yourself releasing from anyone that you want to unhook from. And as you see yourself in this movie, see yourself interacting with them. And perhaps see yourself pulling back and wrapping yourself in light, and both of you separating with light all around your body, mind. Let's bring in someone who's in a state of trauma or pain. And then I want you to see yourself working with them or helping them cultivate the healing that they need. You may bring in angels and guides. It's your paintbrush and your imagination. You can create it any way you want. How about the question of resources? Let's look at resources becoming a steady, steady flow. Let's look at bills being paid. And let's look at resources stacking up so that you have a little bit of a buffer or some leeway. New opportunities maybe, bringing you resources, but also opportunities that help you express your dharma. Let's pay for your life. And now on the screen, we want something of the political structure that's going on. We have an election coming up. On the global scene, there are some really intense dynamics going on, none of which are votable, meaning we don't have the right to vote on some of the big power issues that are going on the globe. So let's call in how we perceive that. I don't really want to get into a whole political thing. My feeling is a lot of it relates to Cheney and his activities over in Russia. That's an example. And so let's see in a movie how we would like to see the members of that kind of consortium moving to a higher level of consciousness in which they understand and relay the fact that it's a win-win for all of us, there are peaceful solutions, and there are resources for all beings on this planet. All resources belong to all of us. Now, it sounds like I'm saying God's socialist. I'm not saying that. I'm saying there's enough for everyone, and somewhere we have to learn that that sharing goes on. And I know that there's something going on which is like a war of certain kinds of dominance. And my guides are always clear that Cheney's a good example of a major figure in that. So let's see him being happier when he releases some of the control. Let's see him being expanded in such a way that he doesn't have to be fearfully gripping for whatever the spoils of that are. Let's just take a minute and send pink harmonious light all around the planet to all the places that you read about, which are troubled, which are starving, which are sick. Take a grand pink, pink, harmonious healing light and just wash it all over those parts of the planet. Yeah. People are hurting, people are poor, people are very ill. And have that dot all around the world where you see trouble spots, and then bring it back here. And let's take that radiant pink light whilst we're in our structure and touch down on some of the political intrigue that's going on in this country in preparation for the election. And let's touch candidates and those people that are marketing them with the wisdom to be of the higher, more graceful nature for all beings. And then with respect and gratitude, we jump back into our spinning vehicle, and you're spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning. Thank you, thank you. Spinning and spinning. Now we come to a halt. I love doing the structures. They always make me feel wonderful. How do you feel? Are you going to call in? Is that what you're going to do? And we're going to talk about you and your identity and what you're working on right now. Just a moment, I'll get the numbers. You have the numbers right on your front page of your computer, don't you? I'd like you to look at your identity. For example, I was working with someone today, a very special woman. Everybody that I work with I consider to be very special. This one has been working diligently with herself, her evolution. She's coming to helping people with many, many ways. Anyway, she's very, 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 very sensitive right now, much more sensitive than she used to be, and a lot of her controls are falling away. Now, what we discovered, you know, we were looking at it and talking about her identity is actually dropping. So I was so inspired by working with her because many times we go through situations and we might have free-floating anxiety, be anxious about this or that. We don't know what it is. We don't know what's going on. We often just ignore it, okay? So I'm going to get all of you to wrap yourselves in light right now. And I want you to go inside yourself and pull up something that you're afraid of. You know, you can either be terrified or you can just be a tiddly bit frightened. Just pick something. And let's sit with that fear. Mm-hmm. I'm picking one that's very superficial because I'm having a guest here and I suddenly got myself, and this is probably very typical of many of us, I'm having a guest here in a little while and I got myself all in a snit because I wanted to look better than I did. And it's really interesting. I started to realize that it's a perfect example because I started to worry about it all and I'm running around trying to try this on and that on and the other. And here I'm going to be on the radio, which means nobody can really see me. But of course we always feel better when we dress well, don't we? But I realized that I was the perfect example of the identity crisis because, thank you, just hold on for a minute and I'll just finish my little story. In the identity crisis, I was like, well, what if this person thinks I'm this or that because I'm wearing this or that? And isn't that a classic? So then the trick is then you drop inside and you feel that. So what's happening with you and your identity thing? So you go in and you feel that, like, who would I be if I didn't look right? Well, people make judgments if you don't look right. People think you're less than you are or more than you are, whatever. Okay, so what would I be afraid of is that I would be judged and that's who I would be. I go, well, that isn't who I am. So I stay with that and stay with that. And it hurt the chest for me. It hurt the chest and the solar plexus to stay with that and stay with that. And stay with that, and stay with that. And look at it. For me, I don't know what's happening for you, but for me, it's just melting. You know, because it isn't really who I am, and it's not my dharma to have the right jacket on, you know? And sometimes these, so I let that identity question or argument release itself, and I felt a whole lot better. So I'm not going to tell you what I'm wearing either. So I have a caller. Good afternoon. You're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm just curious what I'm working on because I'm getting really mad.
You're getting mad?
Yeah.
Are you getting mad at me?
Oh, no. At my son, Robert.
Okay, good. So, and this is Peg. Okay, so let's take a look at that. So now let's work it. You're angry with your son. Let's work it around your identity. Can we do that?
Yeah, because it probably has a lot to do with that, huh?
Yeah, I think most things do, but it's not a question that we ask that often.
Yeah.
So let's everybody at home wrap yourself in light so you don't take on Peg's situation. We got our own situations, don't we? And let's each of us pick someone that we're angry at or something that we're angry at and let's feel our anger. Let's not rage down the telephone at each other because that gets a little tiring. Do you want to talk about it a little bit?
I've been thinking about giving him a call
mm-hmm.
and talk to him about his, you know, the finance issue.
Do you want to tell people very quickly what the situation is?
Yes, I borrowed money to him on faith that he was going to pay back, but he hasn't done it in 7 months.
You lent it to him.
To help him. And he said he was going to pay back really soon, so trusted. But there's no acknowledgement or anything saying, you know, hey, I'll do this later, or can I pay a little bit here, you know, just like I don't exist.
Well, here's what's really interesting, is that there's a reaction going on between you and your son. And what Jackie Salvitti calls power retrievals, my guys call like an energy clearing. So what we're going to do is take this person, this is your son, and you people at home have different situations. So I want you to wrap yourselves in light again. We can't say that enough. Or you can actually go into the structure if you want to. And then we want to ask to feel in your body, mind, all the energy that comes from that person, your relationship with that person. And what happens to you, Peg?
It's in my stomach, in my solar plexus, and my heart.
Okay, so I want
really
you to...
sore, you know, like I'm on a throw up.
I want you to... Oh, this is really interesting, actually. So let's exaggerate that. I hope you don't get... I hope you don't throw up.
Oh, no.
Be quiet about it, will you? So let's exaggerate it. Just exaggerate it and make it bigger, your feeling. And then ask yourself about your own identity. Like, what does it mean about you that this has happened? What does it mean about you? Just ask your body. Do you find it's anything to do with your identity?
Yeah, I think it is. Being like a mother,
mm-hmm.
nurturing and kind-hearted.
Well, there's something else in here, that there's a distortion in you, in your opinion of yourself. Can you see anything else a little distorted?
No, not really.
Okay, so here's what and I'll just tell you what I'm seeing, and then you can work it out.
Okay.
So, what I'm seeing is that there's a feeling in you of being very vulnerable to him, and a little bit like you're not a strong enough woman or this wouldn't happen. Ask yourself if that's right. I don't care if I'm right. I care if we get something that needs to move.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Actually, because I go, oh...
Oh, so who is, just say this out loud to yourselves, everybody. So who am I then if this happens to me? And then what happens?
I just feel yucky.
Yes. So that's good, because we want to bring that up. So let's bring that feeling up. Who am I? Who am I if this happens to me? Who am I? Look, you're getting weaker and weaker, and I'm glad, because what's happening is we're pulling apart a way in which you're holding your identity. We're just going to let it melt. You won't die, but it feels like you're losing something, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, just stay with it. We're just going to, who am I if this happens? If my son does this to me, who am I? Am I okay? Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? And it's pulling stuff up. What's happening to you at home? I want to talk to other people, too, and see what's happening to them. Who am I? Who am I? And it's in the belly right now, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So we're asking the guides and angels to help with this. So stay with you wherever it is. Yeah. Who am I? Who am I? Now, what else is happening, Peg?
Feels like it's in my, like, chest.
Okay. You know what I'm getting also? Is it in your ears?
Huh?
What about your ears?
My ears bother me a little bit, but is that where it is?
That's not the only place, but it's also in your ears.
Oh, in my throat, too.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
Who am I if this happens to me? Keep going. Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? It's shifting, isn't it?
Yeah.
It looks to me as if it's shifting in the pelvic area. Well, you can call it out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What's happening?
Seems to get a little bit lighter.
Okay. And who am I? Who am I if this is happening to me?
I feel like in my shoulder blade.
Okay. One more time. Who am I if this is happening to me?
Still a little bit in my stomach.
Okay. And we're going to keep going. Who am I? Who am I if this is happening to me? And for the sake of carrying on with the show, we're going to do some energy clearing, but I promise you this, Peg, if you and people at home, if you just continued, who am I? Who am I? You keep discovering levels of attachment to him, but also ways in which you defined yourself because of your attachment to him. So like there's a huge, huge loss of, what would we say, respect for self.
Yeah.
Embodied in this. Isn't it interesting to say embodied?
Mm-hmm.
And then underneath that loss of respect for self, I'm getting the angels to move it. Underneath that loss of respect for self, there's something new happening.
I started burping.
Good. And is your energy, is it starting to get a little bit buzzy or a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a sign of it beginning to really move. So who am I? Who am I? Who am I? And have the angels take it. Because you're not that. That's not who you are. That's, and I'm saying it to your belly, actually. It's not who you are. It's not who you are. It's not, there. Okay. I'm asking the angels and guides and your higher self to take your son's energy out of your body at this time. Instead of absorbing it into the body and then running these programs of identity, we're asking for some help, for some divine help. There you go, to move it out of your body. And I'm asking the angels also to continue this process for people. To continue the process, so what didn't get resolved, good, will continue to burn and work. Now, here's the thing, Peg, is that, and it will continue, I know it's not quite done yet, but here's the thing, is the guides are saying this, that you're more likely to get that money back from him because of the clearing than by most activities you'll make.
Okay.
Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's a good person. He's confused. He's going in two or three directions, that much I can see. He's not just a complete deceiver.
Yeah.
Or a liar. He's taking advantage of you, but you're a mom. They do that, don't they?
Yes.
And that's not really an excuse. That's an understanding only.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you what, we recommend that you keep clearing his energy in such a way, and I believe that you're going to get that money rolling back in more as a response to having cleared that. It's almost
okay.
Like, you know, when we're attached to people, and we're all attached to one another, back to the old herd consciousness of the collective.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's not really just you. It's like he's reacting to you at some level, and we won't ever need to find out why.
Mm-hmm.
See? But also, one more thing about identity, I didn't pull that to a close, is that the identity that you had at the beginning of this search was actually really fierce and really scared about herself.
Oh.
And I'm not seeing that right now. I'm seeing you just going, huh, you know, it's not who you are.
Yeah.
They got ripped off. It's an attachment and a game that's being played at a deep level, but I think you've pulled the seeds of that game out of your consciousness. Does that make sense?
Okay, good.
Does that sound about right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I remind everybody at home, I know that Peg's isn't fully complete, but I hope some of you will call and say what happened, and Peg's will continue. You know, you can email me, Veronica, at Veronica Entwistle. Let me know how it goes.
I sure can.
Thank you for having the courage to call in and let us work on one of your issues.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. It's very interesting because the thing about our identity is I started to talk about this woman that I was working on this morning, a wonderful woman as well, and where her identity came up. Let's see, she's changing very much so from a certain kind of counseling into a very high-frequency counseling, but the job that she's had before, she's in essence leaving. So what was happening is the dying of her identity as this kind of a worker was really awful for her, and it was like we had to identify it or to help to identify it as the dying process, because the thank you, I'll be with you in just a minute. The process of her becoming what she had decided to become was a lineage drive. It was a drive to move her lineage through and out of really intense abuse. So she had an urge that was strong enough to push her out of an abusive history and help a whole lot of other people. And it was really interesting because then you start to love each other because you look in and I see this amazing vibrational vehicle of light, this woman, and I see that the identity that was shifting out of her was that aspect of her whole life that's had the urge to move and transform beyond abusive consciousness so she can become a servant of evolution, if you will, or belong to the evolving classes, you know. Anyway, we're going to talk with someone else, but I loved working with this woman. It brought tears to my eyes, and also the compassion that we need to have when we recognize an identity and let it die. The other thing about that is as that identity in her dies, what picks up speed is the Dharma coming through her, the light that she has through her with her own special gifts and how she's going to work with that in the world. She doesn't have to know what that is yet. She doesn't have to know because there's no void. Nature abhors a void, and so does God. And so there's going to be some amazing gifts coming up as she clears that. But the thing that she didn't know is to have the absolute respect for the grief and trauma that was causing her to release her identity. So you're on the air. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm having fun today.
Good.
We're being intense, but it's fun. How's that?
I just it's difficult to hear you in the office, but I was hearing part of your show, and it made me want to call because I feel like I'm addressing similar things and wanting to get out of that abusive sort of consciousness and feeling like there's blocks that keep the divine flow from flowing.
And you, did you do one of the did you do the exercise with Peg?
Did I do the exercise at the beginning?
Yeah, no, the one that we just had somebody on the air who was doing a clearing.
Oh, I know, I couldn't hear it. I couldn't hear it from
okay.
My...
So let's do one with you, shall we?
Please.
Will you be able to in your office?
Well, I stepped outside, so...
Oh, good. Well, then we'll make this snappy, girl. Okay, so everybody at home, wrap yourself in light. We're all going to do one, and you're not going to do Andrea's, and I'm not going to do hers. I'll do my own, so there. So wrap yourselves in light so you don't absorb one another's. And then I want you to call in. Do you have an issue? You're talking about wanting to step out of a pattern that's been holding you, right? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So everybody at home, you've got some pattern or another. It can be a little fun one or it can be a really intense one. So wrap yourself in light and let's bring up a pattern that you're trying to break out of. And I want to feel, now I can see yours, Andrea. How do you say your name?
Andrea.
Andrea, sorry. Okay, so let's feel yours and see it coming on up. And we're looking at hers as being the abusive one. You know what's funny? The guides are showing immediately that we'll put a double tetrahedron around it. What we're seeing is a pattern of dense energy, probably in the pelvic area. And we're putting a double tetrahedron around it, which is a three-sided pyramid pointing up and one pointing down. So it creates a diamond-like shape. And I want you to spin and spin that and spin it and spin it. And we're it's lightening up. Now the thing about you and everybody at home is, and you can spin your own in a double tetrahedron at home, even if yours is just a perky one or an intense one. And now we're asking Andrea to go inside and ask for some, I would like you to ask for the identity that you have for having that abusive, we'll just say history or lineage. What's the identity? Can you feel that identity in you that comes from it?
Yeah, it's an angry, sad, troubled identity.
And it's not fun, is it, for you?
No, it's
okay. It's all right, honey, I'm with you. You can cry, and it's fine, and I'm just going to keep talking because I want to grab it while it's sitting there. So what we're going to do is raise her, that identity that she's created around her history and her abuse. We all have something of that ilk. Bring that up. Bring up the identity. And boy, the old saying, remember you've heard this for years, thank it for having been there because it protected you from insanity or total chaos. Gosh knows what it did for you, but a lot, right? And I'm asking your, I've got my hand under it. It's funny to explain it that way. I'm asking your guides to bring up an awareness of it moving. And we're just going to stay with it. It's because it's getting a little lighter. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Okay, I can. It just looks like it's getting a little lighter. Now remember, everybody at home, we don't know where it's going or what's going on, but we're holding it and we're letting it be important. It's the identity that Andrea took on, or you took on, to get yourself going into the world. There you go. One of the things I heard this weekend is without our karma and without our problems, we would just disappear. There wouldn't be any us. There would be no reason to be here, sort of thing.
Well, you get to a point where you're like, okay, you know, I'm ready to be done with it.
I know, honey. But you don't want to cart this stuff with you. I promise you. It's getting lighter, Andrea. Look at that. Have you got a little headache?
Am I what?
Do you have a little headache?
No.
Because there's a little buzz at you.
My stomach hurts.
Okay, so let's exaggerate the light. We're going to move a violet fire up through the perineum, everybody. We're going to hold with the angels. You've got a lot of angels around you right now. We're going to have a violet fire burning up through the perineum. The perineum is the flesh at the bottom of the torso. And we're burning with the violet fire. And we're burning up that old stuff and the identity that you developed to cover it up. And there's a lightness that comes up in you. Yeah, there's a lightness that comes up in you. Okay. Now, it's interesting, because to empower, I want to say this, Andy, you might not like it, but never mind, see if you can hear it anyway, and you can yell at me if you want. But there's a feeling of cynicalness in it, and you've got to look at being cynical as being a way to trap that identity, to hold it together. If we drop into our body and ask to feel cynical, isn't it a pattern that holds things in a certain way so we won't become vulnerable? Do you see what I'm saying? And I want us all to bring that up because its defense against our vulnerability is costing us our freedom. You understand? You want to be able to be vulnerable and create. You don't want to be able to be cynical so you're not vulnerable, because one of them leads to something and one just represses things. You understand?
Yeah.
Okay. So you could dance around the room with your cynicism. I know you can't, you're at work. But dance around the room with your cynicism in your mind, yeah, and let it free and laugh at it. Because underneath this, Andrea, you've got this really stunning creativity. It's really amazing. It's almost like you've got the writer, the passionate poet, the songwriter, the dancer, the artist, all wanting to come through. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay, that's who you are.
I want to be that, and I feel like I'm being everything but that. I haven't even touched what I want and am.
Well, you and I know this, that I can't stay on until we cleared all this, because then it will be the end of the show, or longer. But the thing I'm seeing here is there are two things. One is the identity that you're really tired of having, and it blocks your dharma, which is that stunning flow. And a guide is saying to work on just calling up your identity and really giving it permission to be and thanking it for what it is. It's going to continue to move along. But followed by that, they want you to deal with your cynicism. The homework is to ask you to feel the cynicism as much as you can, because it's really a lid on an effervescent, delightful aspect of your nature, which you know is in there, right? You might even want to praise and bless the abuse. Why not? It lightens things when we do that, doesn't it?
To crave and bless?
Praise it. Say, thank you. Thank you. Because obviously you came in this life, having chosen the lineage you have, but you came in with a huge amount of, I want to say, ancient wisdom and ancient experience. So you didn't come in as a nice little softball, right? Did you hear that part?
I didn't hear you. I heard at the end, I didn't hear what you said. You didn't come in as a something.
You didn't come in as a very simple being. You came in as an old soul with a lot of stuff you're going to dump in this life. And I'll have to end this right now, but I want to say, you're doing a good job. You just need to pull the plug on some of this cynicism, okay?
I want to. Believe me, I do. I don't want to be holding myself back, and I feel frustrated about that I am. And so thank you for taking the time.
Well, I thank you for having the courage to do this.
Okay, Veronica, thank you.
All right. Bless your heart.
Thank you.
And thank you. And for everybody at home, I want to remind you that in these cases, it becomes clear that the identity that we often protect is not really who we are. Our identity isn't really us. So I want you to... Are we going to have any more callers? I hope so. We've got time for one more. I want you to really look at your life and look for something that's making you tense or fearful. And in that tension or fear, let's look at what's the identity situation with it. What are you afraid of losing? What is it about your identity that you're afraid of losing? It's pretty fascinating stuff if you start to play with it. And let's see here. And with my friend this morning, and with several other people, what I find is if you go in and you find, like, for example, in her case, there was an urgency that drove her through the whole not only having abuse but and carrying the family lineage of abuse, but working with many abusive people. And she really had to release the identity. She had to really get with it and release the identity and realize that she wasn't going to fall into the void because she was no longer doing what she has striven so intensely to accomplish. And it's not really a small thing, because people will fight to the finish to maintain their identity. Ah, but I'm an actress. Ah, but I'm an amazing inventor who's going to create worlds beyond this world. Ah, but I'm a mother, but I'm a mother, what about pegs? Oh, but I'm a mother, and there's something wrong with me if my son will disappoint me this way. There's something wrong with me. And in her, there was a really deep, deep trauma about her father, and it was coming up in it as well. So how she assembled her identity around her son and her father is what's really shifting right now. It's not who she is that's being betrayed by her son's negligence. It's the identity that she's formed in order to make herself okay in the world. Does that make sense? Now, let's see here. So whenever we have these things, oh, and this is something else that the guides were talking about, is that in the essence of your being is where, I'm not really sure what the separation is between the essence of our being and our dharma, but our dharma, because the essence of your being isn't the same as your soul, as far as I know. So the essence of your being, apparently, is supported often by your personality. Now, is your personality your identity? I'm beginning to think it is. Because what I'm really understanding from what many other people say, including my own guides, is that you carry your personality throughout, through many lifetimes. Now, you might subdue it a little bit. You might tidy it up a little bit. You might be a little less rambunctious or even more rambunctious. But apparently, the essence and the personality print come out in the voice print, the guides are saying right now. There are people like Sherry Edwards and Jan Sircone, people like that, that are doing voice prints and voice print analysis. And immediately the guides are just saying to me that the personality, the essence and the personality kind of work together, and a lot of that comes out in voice prints. Do we have a caller? I just heard a noise. Oh, are you still on? Hello? Well, don't worry about it. Okay, so what I'm saying is that I want you to go inside, because your identity is not your essence. And your identities, and you have many identities. I'm the mother, I'm the wife, I'm the lover, I'm the worker, I'm the intuitive, I'm the artist. I've really got it together. I dress really well, and that means I'm professional. What does that mean? Take a look at what you're wearing. What does it mean about you? Is that, are you, because of what you're wearing, are you a professional? And is that a real identity? And if you sit with that identity and say, and because I told you that I had this thing about my clothes today from a certain situation. So if you really sit with, how do I look and how well am I dressed right now? If you sit with that and you call forth the identity that's underneath that, what is my identity? And I want to say, well, that's a part of me that's really trying in essence, okay, trying to be respected and recognized and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, when you think about it, it has very little to do with what I'm doing or whether I'm doing things right or whether I'm really being powerful or whether I'm helping people or whether I'm getting to enlightenment, does it? It doesn't have anything to do with that. But my identity, anxiety, and the fear and the tension I can feel around how I look, for example, is really amazing. And it can really distress our inner self. And I know that, you know, there are ways in which we, it can make you feel like life and death is what can happen. And there are ways in which we have to pull it together, and you have to look a certain way, and you have to, in order not to deal with a loss of recognition in the world. However, it is really a smart idea in terms of consciousness to go in and check your identities at various levels and take the pressure off how it is you're supposed to be. Maybe mums and dads are the worst, where we start going, well, if I'm a good mother, this and that would happen, and then you give birth to people who have their own agenda, their own dharma, their own identity struggles, their own essence, personality, dance, voice prints. All right, so we're going to do one more exercise, and let's see. I better talk about my next show, and then I'll go back and do one more exercise. My next show, Paradigm Shifters, of course, is a show that features various people that are making a difference on the planet. And today, who's coming to visit me in person is a woman I met down in Santa Cruz some years back, and we were both on KNRY Radio, right down on Cannery Row there. And her name is Carolyn Sutherland, and Carolyn's done some absolutely amazing work on healing with people. She's a medical intuitive. She teaches medical intuition. She lives here in Bellingham, Washington. Both of us are from Vancouver. That's coincidental. We didn't know each other there. Of course, there are no coincidences. And now both of us are living in Bellingham, another non-coincidence. And she's written a book called The Body Knows How to Stay Young. And that's her second book. Her first book was, I think it's just The Body Knows. That's right. Her first book was called The Body Knows, and it was all about shifting your diet and your nutrition in order to heal yourself. And she talks a lot about how you pull out some allergies that you don't even know you have, and all of a sudden some terrible illness gets better. So now she's got one on aging, because we're all getting a little bit older, and she's upgraded this book to really help you maximize your body's ability to heal itself so that you don't have to kind of collapse into aging the way it used to be. It's going to be a very interesting, she uses a lot of techniques of dealing with allergies. She works with certain clinics and so on in this country. And I'm looking forward to talking to her about both aging. She likes to talk about balancing hormones. I'd like to learn about that. I also want to ask her about the widespread ADD and ADHD problems in our society. Are they problems? Are they evolution? Are they simply a response to broken foods and weed allergies and so on and so forth? So I'm very excited about her coming. And so that's Carolyn Sutherland. And next week on Paradigm Shifters, I'm going to feature my interview with Aravinda, who's really a wonderful, wonderful, what would you call him, a spiritual teacher who works on the cellular lineage and the ascended masters. And he actually traveled on what seems like a mythical journey in order to encounter a little enclave of ascended beings, one of whom is supposed to be 4,500 years old. Somebody said to me, well, that's a little bit hard to believe. And of course it is. Of course. But these beings claim that they have dealt with immortality. But anyway, the interview that I had with him is not as much about them as the lead-up to them. And it's he's just a really interesting man who talks a lot about identity, and he talks a lot about enlightenment and about how you can have enlightenment, and you do have it right at your fingertips, but we have these little hedges against it and defenses. So that's going to be next week. So let's do a final exercise. Let's do a clearing on, and Thursday night I'm going to be on with Jackie Salvitti, and I'm going to interview her. I don't know what we're going to talk about this time. It's always, we're doing a new technique. Jackie's an amazing woman. Her show is called ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. And she channels quite a bit of it. She channels whom we lovingly call the team, and some of whom are extraterrestrial beings, and some are ascended ones, and some are consciousnesses from various realms. And we've taken to my interviewing them. And we don't know what the subject's going to be this week, but I'm sure it's going to be really fun and exciting. As we found that when we interview them, we prod a little bit, we get farther, we get more knowledge, and we're having a good time with that. Now, I guess I don't really have time. Yeah, we have a little bit of a time. Let's call up a fear. I know what. God's just saying an anxiety, something that you're anxious about. Maybe you're reaching for something, or you're wanting to accomplish something, or you're really making a stretch for something, okay? So you're just stretching like mad, and you're kind of anxious about it. Now, we all have that. I've got about 52 things about I don't ever want to be anxious, and yet I still do it to myself. So let's wrap ourselves in light again. Remember how important it is to wrap yourself in light. Or you can always use the structures or the double tetrahedrons, and that protects you as well. It's kind of fun. Put yourself in there and then spin and spin and spin. Ooh, kind of like cotton candy. Okay, so I want you to call up an anxiety of some sort. Yeah, could be about anything. Could be about money. It could be about the hairs on your chin. It could be about your children, grandchildren. It could be about your lover or non-lover, or wanting to meet a lover, or in Andrea's case, about really moving into satisfying this deep drive she has for her own personal evolution. She's a very, she has a deep, deep soul drive to evolve in this lifetime, and she's really stymied by her own reactions. So you call up your anxiety and anxiety. about it. I'm anxious to just call it up and feel it. Now I'm going to ask you to do this, to, as you're feeling the anxiety, okay, then I want you to check with the identity. How do you identify with it? Do you feel like you're being someone who can't really accomplish it? You can't really do it? Sometimes we use astrological material to say, I can't because I have a Mars in Pisces, or I can't because I'm a Cancer, or I can't because I'm a Gemini. So, you know, we use all kinds of things that keep our anxiety going, don't we? So just go in and see what your identity is around this anxiety. Excellent. And now exaggerate that. Just exaggerate the identity. And take a look at, is it really you? I'm the person who can't really accomplish. Is that really true? No. What's really true about you is that you're infinitely unfolding. And as you discover these identities, which are like little fixed pictures of the way you've been from the past, you hold yourself back, don't you? You hold yourself in a state of anxiety. And in that state of anxiety, you think you can't do it. But you can do it! So let's call up that identity and ask for help from your guides and angels. Good work. Ask for help from your guides and angels. And then ask them to take that identity right now and move it along. And you know what happens when you do is you start feeling like, oh my gosh, I don't know who I am or where I'm going. And it can just be fleeting, especially if this is just really a little simple thing. But I'll tell you something, if you practice with this over and over again through the day, if you practice, you're going to just release a huge load inside. And what is the goal of this? The goal is to allow ourselves to move into that deeper place of self, which always unfolds according to, as I learned from Aravinda, according to the needs that rise. It's like this great unfoldment that we're in the middle of and that we're here for. And the more we clear aside these interesting little identities, you have to look after matters on the planet, but more we clear aside, the greater will be that picking up of feet of the flow that's really you. Now I'm going to release you for 5 minutes, and we're going to come back on and talk to Carolyn Sutherland it'll be 5:03 that we're going to be talking to Carolyn Sutherland. And if she happens to be late, because Bob's on the phone right now, and I think she might be arriving late, we're going to start with some of her material, and we're going to be talking about nutrition and how to test some of the ways in which nutrition is holding you back at this time or is enhancing your life. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much for listening. Thank you for the courage to work on your identity blocks with me today and to know that we are all loved at all times. Thank you. Blessings.